This is OPB. I'm Jeff Norcross. In 2016, the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge became synonymous with a militant takeover. But for the people who live in the Harney Basin, that's not what makes the area special. A new symphony celebrates the natural wonders and the communities of Eastern Oregon. OPB's Emily Curitan brings us some stories behind the music.
Well, I'm Chris Thomas, and I'm a composer living in Bend, Oregon. I was born in Pendleton. Recently, I was commissioned to write my first symphony, and that symphony is about the Malheur Refuge. The first movement comprises several million years, representing the early formation of the place. My very first experience out there was stepping out of the car in the middle of the basin and feeling the sense of openness and sacredness. In the place, and I thought that right there has to mean something musically. Movement one is about the start of Malheur and the arrival of wildlife, and movement two, the next most momentous event, was the first people to show up.
There were thousands of people that lived here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And we have a responsibility to all of the lands that we call home. My name is Diane Thiemann, and I'm the director of the Culture and Heritage Department at the Burns Paiute Tribe, and I live in Burns, Oregon. With music, individuals typically would have songs that were given to them or that they created to give to the landscape, honor the landscape, and make the landscape feel good, you know, and be happy with your presence there. And one specific song that I came across not too long ago was talking about when the first wagons came through the basin here, and the girls were singing about watching this strange thing come into the basin.
Well, hi, I'm Susan Doverspike, and I'm a rancher in Harney County. I'm fourth generation, and we are grass managers. If we don't take care of the land, it won't be here for the next generation. That's our flood irrigation water with a beautiful blue cloud overhead. It's a shallow layer of water, and because it is hayed every year, it's tender and new and green and delicious, and the birds love it. Those are sandhill crane. That was a meadowlark. Those are blackbirds. Well, those would be snow geese. I don't know the difference between snow geese and Ross's geese. There's some little stripe on the side of their face, I'm told, that differentiates them. I hear that one that goes, sounds like he's saying, put that down, put that down. He's a put that down bird.
I'd always loved music, and I got into band and I just started trying stuff, and I was like, man, I can't not do this.
Okay, Chris, so let's see, hon.
I'm Christian Scott Boyd. I'm 18. I'm a senior at Burns High School, and I live in Burns, Oregon.
All right, you're gonna, okay.
I have in my hands an alto saxophone, which is the second highest octave in the saxophone family, and it's probably my favorite thing ever. When you live with people and you know them, like if you go to the store and you're like, wow, hey, I know that person, it creates a community that is not only strong in the first place, but every time something bad happens, can get even stronger from that. I'm going to go where the music takes me.
The last movement just began taking the shape of this bright, brassy fanfare, and I realized, oh, I think that's what I'm trying to say, is be excited about these places. And movement five doesn't really need to be about anything in particular. It's just looking ahead, celebrating a new and exciting future for places like Malheur. The message to this piece is to find healing and common ground with people around you. That's ultimately what I wanted from this